Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey everybody out there, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys, beep beep beep. And you know, the theme song says, if you listen, don't get your dick sucked. And sincerely, this holiday season, we hope you're all getting your cock rocked, and your pussies locked, and your assholes jocked, and any other hole you have. We just want you to feel good. And you know, metaphorically get your dick sucked. Feel good on the inside. It's not all about pee-pee and vagina.
How do you lock a pussy?
No, like maybe like lock your face into it. Like,
okay. You know? I once had a friend who described eating a girl's pussy as, I went down there and I went ka-kunk. So that whenever we talk about eating pussy, we're like, should go ka-kunk.
When you put your cock in, you lock in. Like a lock. Keymaster and gatekeeper.
Yeah, but you're also pulling it out too. You're unlocking and locking at the same time.
Well, that's what you do with the door.
Yeah. That's a street joke.
What?
A guy's taking a woman home for the first time, and he goes to put the key in the door. She goes, wait. I need to watch this, because how a man opens the door is indicative of how he makes love. He could just jam the key in there and be all violent, or he could be a little slow. He'd be nervous and not hit it. And he goes, well, first things first, I usually lick the lock.
We got a spitter over
first
here.
First time ever.
Huh? Who says you don't squirt? That's a bad joke. That's pretty funny. That's not a bad joke.
I'm sorry. I spit. Do we have a napkin? Yeah, a napkin, not a tissue, Natalie.
You guys realize you are my outlet for these. I just sit at home and tell my wife street jokes.
Oh, dude.
And she's
so
sick
doing
of it.
Street jokes in my act as a way of getting into like a...
Better clubs?
Yo, what are you trying to do, the Gino Bisconte circuit?
No, not.
What time's your LOL spot tonight?
No, I go, I love street jokes, and then I tell them to get into like the worst street joke I ever heard.
What's the worst you've ever
this
heard?
This situation. Not worst, but like the most insane street joke. I was in an airplane, I was going to skydive, and right before we jumped out, the guy goes, before we jump out of the plane, we like to tell a joke. That way, if you die, at least you die laughing. I'm like, what the fuck? And the joke he told while I'm in tandem strapped to this man's body is, hey, how do you get a fag to fuck a woman? You shove shit in her pussy. And then we jumped out of a plane.
I like,
like it. The most insane thing ever.
No, I've heard the story about you jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
So Ian's in there with the instructor, right? And they're about to jump, and he goes, wait, I don't want to. And he's kind of holding on to the side, and he's gumming up the works. Uh-huh. And the instructor says, listen, I'm 185 pounds. I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
I remember this.
And I'm a homosexual, and I'm really horny right now.
I know. I was uncomfortable.
So I have a 10-inch penis.
Yep.
So you either jump out the fucking airplane, or I'm going to fuck you in the ass right now. And I went, geez, Ian, did you jump? He goes, yeah, a little at first.
Oh, that's not a bad. It's good. Good timing. Kids got timing. Kids got timing.
Oh, boy. Do you like how I beefed you up?
Yeah, you did. Thank you. You said, I remember.
Like, I fucking hope so.
Yeah, I hope you remember. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's fucking great. Holy shit. Dude, can I have that? Yeah.
No, because you'll do like shit road gigs, and they'll be like the perpetual road comic,
mm-hmm.
and they like to do a thing that's like, "Hey, you want? I got one for you to take home." Or it's like, I got one you can tell tomorrow will
work.
People
do that in the crowd, like people at the crowd. Well, that's the thing. Now that I've been doing this, I like people come up and tell me theirs and stuff. But yeah, I've always been a fan of street show. Like, we've gone back and forth on the show. They're just fun.
They're fun
silly
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I like them. But I love, like, you know, like I love finishing homeless people's street jokes because they think they're the only ones that know them.
Well, they do belong to them.
But
I was going to say, like, you don't bring them on stage because they're street jokes. That's the point of them.
But I couch
he's using it
in.
Yeah, he's using
this
it.
This is a street joke. It is not mine. Here's an example of
I'm
what
saying,
I like.
I've been on enough bad New Jersey shows where I've seen, like, a 40-year veteran end his act with, like, just... way that Gilbert did it, where it was, like, almost a mockery of the format.
Yeah.
It's then go. I got something you can tell tomorrow, and it's like a way for those guys to close out.
I've done enough shitty Jersey gigs where like you get around, like the guys have the same joke every time of like getting drunk and taking your photo at the thing, so they know it's your photo. So if you're drunk driving, they know it's you. That one, like you get drunk before you do your fucking photo ID. So when you get pulled over, if you have a DUI, that they look at you and go, oh, he's just that way all the time.
Oh, so at the DMV picture, you're like...
It's like a street joke. You never heard that? You had heard that million times.
Isn't another one like you change your name to like some name so that it sounds like... Like, my name's... I'm innocent. Or something like that. I don't know.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
See, I thought you were retarded when you were saying your thing, but I've out-tarded you.
Yeah.
Like,
you went full retard.
Lapped you round and round and round. Fuck, do you got... Now, how do you look even... Have you ever tried to Google something and you realize how dumb you are because you can't even put it into words for
and
Google?
So you write, like, three sentences?
Yeah.
I hope it's in the right order.
Yeah. You ever see a TV show with the guy in the place? With the show? What's the name of that show? I've done that.
Yeah.
How about if you ever, like, heard a song and you have to, like, do the beat of the song to the Google? You're like...
No.
It's
I'm not that dumb.
Name of song.
Is there an app that you can do that into your phone and then it picks up what it is? They should have a Shazam for
searches,
faces.
Name of song. It's a track from his album.
Speaking of Scopo and songs.
Spoiler on you. I don't have an album.
We did the road. I had fun.
I had a good time with you.
It was great.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, thank God you're the headliner.
Why?
Because if you were like the opener, you would not be going on the road.
Yeah.
You're a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lot.
Well, we were around each other 24 for like 48 hours straight because we drove up, shared a room, hung out, la-di-da. Scopo bought a shirt and they didn't take the tag, the blue thing off, security thing. And I'm like, just smash it. It'll fall off. And he smashed it and blue went everywhere and he ruined the shirt.
There's
it was
blue
amazing.
Ink in there. So the blue is just on the shirt. Constantly.
Yeah. It was
and, he goes, just fucking wear it. It's okay.
Yeah. I was like, they just blue on the back. You spent the money. Don't waste the shite. And we shared a room. It was so fun. But Scopo has the most basic, worst taste in music.
Yes, that is
that
true.
It made me grateful for my life.
No. I'm very just entertain me, and that's it.
Dude,
I like it.
He's like, jamming out to Linkin Park, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then he's like, this is great. And it's like, Rihanna, unironically. You walked in today and you were listening in your leisure to Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's a good song.
No.
No, it's a great song.
No.
Hold My Hand.
What?
Yeah, I need it.
I bet it's a great song.
How about this? You liked one of the guys, though. You did on the way home.
I shazammed a couple.
You go to me. You go. He goes, listen. Your music is fucking awful, but you do have a couple bangers in here.
Yeah. You got to sit through the shit to get to the fucking mushroom.
Yeah.
First of all, if he was the one driving,
yeah,
he gets to listen to whatever he wants.
And
of
we
course.
Did.
But
we
no,
did.
I was very no. We,
I do
no,
hate
no.
the passenger seat. Hand me the ox.
No,
I'm
no,
gonna
no.
be a DJ.
We put your fucking ska shit on
eventually
for a while.
But eventually,
you listen to Rogan, and then I could tell you. I could tell you were getting just out of it.
Yes.
You started like banging on. I'm like,
yes.
What do you want to listen
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, getting closer to the gig, that's when we put on my ska because I had to get pumped up. But initially in the car, all your music. And on the way back, all yours.
No, the way back was yours. We talking about it. We put ska on the way back. And I had at one point, I had to go, this fucking music sucks. Listen for an hour of ska on the way home. And what were you doing? You were fucking YouTubing and not even looking at me. I got pissed off at that. This guy was on his phone, fucking just sitting there going, changing music left and right, and not even talking to me. Like I'm some fucking loser he met 5 days ago.
Have you ever hung out with him?
Many times.
No, that was rude, yes. Sometimes I go into my own universe, and...
You go into universe, yeah.
I'm better than I used to be, and I admit that that was wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I want an apology.
And we had a really great time. We went to that really good little Italian place that ended up, you didn't eat your chicken chicken ice wedge.
What,
I got a shrimp
ice
wedge.
What Italian place did we go to? Oh, that's right, yeah. I think it was the diner we went the night before, though.
Oh.
The worst diner in
no,
history.
No, it wasn't a diner.
No, the worst restaurant.
The worst pretzel bite queso I've ever had. The shittiest fucking poutine and fucking mozzarella. It was... And we go to some other place. They go, we're closed, but there's a real good place down the street. They give us a name. We're about to go in, and he goes, well, that place looks good. I go, no, this was a suggestion. We leave. I look at the menu, and it was like the most delicious
banging
described
food. Ian's hilarious because Ian's like, the food sucks. I'm like, what are we going to do? Like, just not say anything. And I could see his mind just swirling. He's like,
did you want
a
refund?
I got his. No, he wanted to say something. He wanted to say something so bad, and the guy comes over and is like, how's the food, boy? He goes, I gotta tell you, it ain't the best.
Don't ask a question if you don't want to know the truth. I'm not here for pleasantries. You're gonna ask, I'm gonna tell you.
How much of a bar? What, like, are you supposed to be drunk eating this?
No, it was a bar restaurant.
It was a bar restaurant.
Yep. It was a bar restaurant.
Sometimes I get excited thinking about these places because it reminds me of like a Bennigan's or something, like, you know, like that little local pub in your town you go and it's like, God, this place is a shithole, but the food is so good. That's what we were led to believe. And it was, I mean, dude, the queso dip was like runny.
Yeah.
And the guy like was like, hey, are you a comedian? I saw the dip man.
The guy came in, Ian sat down and goes, hey, you at the comedy club?
Yeah.
He got pumped up. He was
like,
this is like,
and then I just ruined all the goodwill by being like,
we should have known the place sucked because I went in there. It was a football game on because I can't, you know, I have to watch sports. I'm a loser.
Here's the thing about you. I'm sitting there la-di-da and you're like, scores, game.
You were on the phone too. Relax. And I was like, I could put the game on here and they didn't even have the service for the game. And I was like, oh, this place is not good.
Yeah.
It was a Fox game. It was on Fox.
And this guy didn't want to go to the mall. We went to the mall, and who walked away with a couple items? Boom.
I've got a couple shirts. Yep. Yeah. I got a couple shirts.
I've noticed in my life, I'm right 7 out of 10 times. But those 3 times I'm not right, I am in a different world of wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
I went through a Scopo moment. I was with my buddy Pat, and we were day drinking in fucking Toontown in Williamsburg.
Woo! Toontown, that's where I live.
Yeah, that's what I call Williamsburg Toontown. I don't go to Toontown.
That's great.
But we were there for something, and we were like 2 hours early. I was like, all right, let's go get a drink and watch the Mets.
Oh, what a day.
My friend Pat loves the Mets. And I went to like this little hipster bar, and they had a TV. And I went, hey, any chance you could put on the Mets game? They looked at me like I asked, hey, can I shit on the bar?
Yeah.
Because they had, you know, their aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
And the
nothing bothers me more than going to Williamsburg Bar and you can't get a sports game on.
Yeah, we're actually showing 1920s cartoons today.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, did you put on the fucking game?
I'm sorry. Is the game on that everyone is watching? Is that a bother to you?
Well, I'll say to you, there are so many different options that if you go to a dive bar expecting them to curtail their thing to you, you were wrong. Because there are sports bars, there are places to go.
May I know we were the only two customers.
Yeah.
Well, then you are correct.
When it's dead and you're watching like Rocky Horror Picture Show on there, just reruns of like silent TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the game on.
No,
do you think the Rocky Horror Picture Show is silent?
I don't know. Like, there's no.
They put it on mute.
They'd be on mute or something like that.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
No, no. He's so like Long Island that if something's kind of gay, it just turns off to him.
Oh no, no, it's full gay. You go full gay. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I gotta watch men do activities.
Yeah, dude. That's gay. Yeah, but it was great. We did my hotel routine of and I was no sugar.
No
which
sugar. You know what I say?
You helped.
You know what was great about you? When it was like, when we got back on Friday night, we literally just sat on the couch, on the beds with each other, but there was no forced talking.
Yeah.
It was just, you were on your phone, I was on my phone, let's just, because you even go to somebody that you want to just keep talking, it's like, let the silence happen.
I have positive and negative attributes, but my posies outweigh the negies.
The no forced talking.
Is that what the doctor said? Yeah.
She's not even enjoying this.
I like that.
He's posy kind of a neggy.
That was great. I got more posies than neggies.
A neggy made you posy.
Speaking of posies, I think it keeps.
I think we're missing a neggy. Racism engage.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. It's all in good fun.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high. Well, it's time for us to go to yoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. At yoDelta.com, you're going to find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you now, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high.
I want to say, before we get too into everything, Alex, you're pregnant.
I'm so pregnant.
And you've got a registry.
I do.
And what is this? Tell us.
Well, you can find it on my Instagram or on Mike's Instagram. Mine is at I am Alex Scar, right there in the description. You can find it. It's a whole list of everything we need.
Pop it up. Pop the registry up.
Sure. Give me one moment.
We need you guys. You support the show. You support the network. You know at Gas Digital, we're all family. One of our family members is having a baby, and it would be wonderful for the holidays if you pitched in a couple shekels.
Knock something off that list.
Knock something off the list. He's checking it twice. Alex has been naughty and nice.
We got a bunch of cute stuff.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, take
stuff's
care.
Stuff's
on
take sale
care
right
care
now.
Baby.
Go
you know
for
what?
It.
I'm going to buy something right now.
Get the phone out,
hey,
buddy.
Akeem, can you go get my phone real quick? Please, it's on the thing. I'm going to buy something right now.
Look at that.
I mean, after hearing, I don't want to step on tonight's High Society Radio, but after hearing what this woman has been through in this pregnancy, get her something. Is that a butt plug?
It's a bottle washer.
Wait, why? Talk about what have you been through? You're the best.
Ian's getting the butt plug.
What have you, I'm getting a butt plug. What have you been through?
No, just the stupidity of the person that dumped a load in her.
Oh, no. That's so funny because before the show, I was like, Harrington, I really think you're going to be a good father.
I agree.
Pop it up
He
again.
Will be a loving, doting father, but he is a dope.
I agree with both things. I think he's going to be wonderful, and I hope he makes good decisions.
I think you're both going to be good parents in the way that, like, yeah, your decisions may be questionable, but that kid is going to grow up with so much fucking love and, like, such a good little, like it family environment.
She'll be a good person.
Yeah. And at the same time, all your like negative, like wacky whatevers are going to go by the wayside because your maternal and paternal like instincts are going to kick in. And I think it's going to make that guy that's bald and dressed like a bear outside right now really grow up and be like on his shit.
Yeah. Good person. Might not go to Harvard, but good person.
Yeah.
Listen. All right. I hope you're right. And everybody should definitely listen to High Society Radio tonight.
Yeah. Why? Why?
Because there's a bit. I was on them. I don't want to step on their bit.
Damn. Okay. Pop the thing back up. Go up to the top. Well, I'm certainly not getting top. That.
Yeah. Hold Christ. On. We'll go to these.
I'm pretty expensive. $11 right in my wheelhouse. What is a baby like? I know what, Alex. What would be most beneficial? Would it be like diapers?
Diapers are great. Anything on this list is great. I put it all on the list for a reason.
Diaper genie.
All right. How about this? What are you getting? Fucking Yeti things? Is that a fanny pack? What is that? The Frigibility new snot sucker.
You want to get the snot sucker?
Yeah, I'm getting the snot sucker.
Okay.
That was Ian's.
That's my
grammar school.
All right. What is this website I go to?
Just go to my Instagram and click the link.
Instagram, and there's a link right there, like we've said every week.
All right, man. What are you getting?
I'm going to get him something really nice.
Are you?
Yeah, I really am.
Well, do it.
You got it. My phone.
You got it. Don't get outfits because they grow out of them real quick. You got to get something that she's going to use for a while.
Akeem, welcome to the show, buddy. Take a seat.
Hello, Akeem.
You're fine. Don't worry. We're just hanging out. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Appreciate your time very much.
Yeah, man. I live down the street.
Do you?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
As soon as he texted me, I'm like, oh, shit. And then I walked over.
Were you too busy putting crumbs in your beard to be here on time?
No. I haven't eaten all day. I had a late night.
It's 11:30.
I know. It's all day.
It's all day.
While Ian's buying this on the phone. I'm sorry, go ahead.
6 a.m., 7 a.m. I wake up early. I don't sleep a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
While Ian's buying this on his phone, Ian, I have a confession to make. Ladies in the booth, I have a confession to make.
What is your Instagram?
I am Alex Scar. I have to make a retraction for something I said on this show.
What?
I have to make a retraction.
What?
I watched Bros.
Oh, did you
really?
Like it?
It was really good.
Oh, shit.
It was really funny.
I didn't like it.
It was good?
I liked it. I for what it was, which was
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. I thought it was very mid. But I don't like what makes a comedy, so.
For what it was very good. It portrayed regular gay dudes in a pretty regular way, and there was a subplot where they were putting together like a kind of like tribute to like gay icons in history.
Yeah.
That was for if it was someone that was learning about gay history for the first time, was a very acceptable way to learn about like Stonewall and shit.
Yeah.
It was actually a pretty good introduction to like gay icons and stuff.
Stonewall, that's I think, cool. is in every gay movie.
I mean,
it's gay people's slavery.
Mecca.
Dude, you know what? I will see Bros on your recommendation.
I thought it was pretty all right.
But you know what poisoned the well for me is how Billy Eichner handled the response.
I was more mad about that.
A cocksucker and made
and
it.
And not in the good way.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he made like everyone's.
He made up this homophobic boogeyman that truly doesn't exist and made it out. Dude, he had a chance to have like blockbuster stars in it, and he chose to have people that he loves that aren't well known because he wanted to break them. Good for him.
And
because
he wants to be the star, if we're being honest.
True. Very true. But you also got to realize people are dumb and people aren't going to give anything a chance if they don't go, oh, I know that guy. Because the majority of the countries, they're not fucking homophobic or fucking racist. They're fucking dumb. They're
very dumb.
Stupid morons. And he is using this as like a thing instead of saying, oh, I kind of failed.
That was annoying. It should have been a straight to streaming promoted release.
Yeah. But also,
a movie
I felt
that
like
niche, I don't think needs to be in theaters.
It could have done one or two things. It could have just either just been a movie and not really, it's a movie about that happens to be gay. It didn't have to be everything. This is a gay movie.
Well, if it wasn't a gay movie, it'd just be a movie. And
which is
probably,
fine.
It got more hype being a gay movie than a movie.
But if they wanted to go that route, that gay movie route, then fucking release it during Pride.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
If you want to go...
Let's be real, though. No one's going to the movie theater on Pride.
Yeah, they would have. For a gay event like that, people would have went.
Yeah, that's where they used to blow each other.
Yeah. I don't want to be the janitor.
They would go.
That's so funny. And also, dude, when Scopo and I were in the hotel watching TV, we put on HBO and it was like, queer gay life stories. And Scopo was like, yeah, I get it. Suck my dick. Shut up. Listen, I'm gay. Blow me.
I don't know. I'm gay. What else?
Wait, you're not gay, are you?
You're the straight guy.
Boo.
Okay.
So there's another gay movie coming out if you guys want to watch
that
the
one.
Trailer.
Looks too sad. I'm like,
what is spoiler alert, the whale? Jim Parsons.
What is it?
It's the one with
It's called spoiler alert.
What? Yeah. Someone died. I think it's about this guy who falls in love with this dude who has cancer. The dude dies. It's like,
well, when are they gonna start doing like retroactive like gay movies about AIDS? Because that was like so massively traumatic. And I think that would No. Like 80s AIDS. Like when it first came out.
The real
like
AIDS.
Dallas Buyers Club.
I kind of just want like a happy gay movie. Like I'm tired of all the drama.
I like everything to have like a dark night.
No,
like, origin
I want to see
thing.
Like just a
happy. You are the dark night.
Like I want to.
I want the story of the flight attendant to spread AIDS.
Yeah.
You want the actual monkey.
I want a Ghostbusters reboot of like. Dark origin story, like Ray is an alcoholic and Peter is like damaged. Like I don't know. I just like things that we love, and then having like this dark like origin.
Yeah,
thing
but not everyone can be the Dark Knight though.
That's true.
The problem. You make a dark movie, it might suck.
Sure, but also a good point about Bros was like let gay cinema suck. Like let gay things. And things that are
that
like,
one
let
gay
it
movie was okay with
not...
Joe Kim Booster. That movie was good.
See, I didn't really like that.
You didn't? Eh. I liked it more than Bro.
It was a little poppy to me. It was too poppy.
But it's like let gay things suck and let gay things thrive. And if you want to make progress, just let it exist as art and not some umbrella of like this is a reflection of how people don't. It's like no, just let art suck and then make.
I didn't like the point. It was like this movie's important. I'm like. Nigga, no, it's not. It's a.
Those are my words.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's not. It's not like it's super. It's a movie.
It's not prolific in any way.
It really isn't. And I mean, he's a good actor. It was fine. The gay sex in it was okay. Could have showed some dick if we're being honest. But
of course.
But I get it. You can't really show dick on movies.
I'll say the gay sex scene in the Joker. There was a lot of that. It was
in
like, in the Joker.
I thought you
movie?
Said in the Joker. I was like, I got to give that a rewatch.
No, there was no.
It was a couple orgy scenes.
Yeah. Did you guys see White Lotus?
No.
Damn. Okay.
I heard there was a big cock in it though.
Nice dick in it. Yeah.
I heard that's a prosthetic though.
For sure.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty big dicks.
It is a prosthetic.
That could have been. That probably.
I have a friend that was very disappointed to find out it was a prosthetic.
That's a bummer. But there are big dicks like that out there.
Yeah,
I've
course.
Seen them.
They say Willem Dafoe's dick is so big that Lars von Trier had to cut it out of the movie Antichrist because people were confused for the rest of the movie.
Why it's so big?
They couldn't focus on the rest of the movie because they couldn't get over how giant of a cock he has.
I've heard that,
Good for him.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson has a huge dick.
Liam Neeson has a big dick?
Janice Dickinson in her book said that Liam Neeson's cock was like a large Evian bottle.
Oh, my really? God. Good for him.
Can we pull the pictures?
I ordered it, Alex.
Other pictures of Liam Neeson's dick?
The movie. If you're listening, go to her thing and order now.
The guy for the movie Shame, he supposedly has a huge dick.
Shame.
It's a movie. I forget.
Alex, other pictures of Liam Neeson's dick.
But, like, I bet there's imprint. Like I bet there's like him walking around in jeans.
Because
there's
really
a whole blog of just Jon Hamm in sweatpants.
Not Jon Hamm.
That's right. Yeah, he is a big cock too.
Look up the guy actor from Shame. I forget his name.
I just want to see Liam Neeson's dick now that we're talking about it.
What's the movie Shame?
It's about a guy who's a sex addict.
Of course he has a big dick.
And there's a thing.
But Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender. And then the movie, do you remember the Sony things that was hacked a few years ago?
Yeah, the Sony leaks.
One of the emails that came out, one of the producers of the movie was like, really didn't like him because he had a huge dick and he didn't want everyone to know he had a huge dick.
Hilarious.
He didn't like him talking about, the funniest talking about a guy with a small dick.
Was that they were trying to cross over Men in Black with the 21 Jump Street movies, and it was an email from one of the producers to Jonah Hill, and it was just such douchey Hollywood bro talk.
What was it?
Like, I just feel like these franchises together would be powerful.
Who do y'all think has like a, in Hollywood has a small
Yeah, game? Let's see. Can we focus on them on the, yeah, zoom a little. Don't tease us. You've
when it
got
comes
the power.
To my ass, I'd like that to be taken. We'll be right back after this.
I don't know. I can't. I don't.
You can't really tell. I mean, these are.
Oh, whoa.
This one's blurry, but I feel like I see it.
No, he's got something in his pocket.
He's packing. He's also a big boy too. He's like 6'3".
Is he hard right there?
I don't know, but if that's that that. Yeah.
Why won't his? I need his picks to leak. But back when he was like,
you know, who's got a big cock? I bet that guy Adam Driver.
You think so?
Yeah. He's got big cock face.
Yeah.
He's like, sometimes skinny, he looks like a horse.
Yeah. Sometimes he's got a like weird face.
Skinny
like,
twink people have really big dicks.
Can you look up the John Hamm ones? Those are like, those. That thing's knocking around.
Who do you think in Hollywood is a little dick?
Yeah, who do you think in Hollywood has like a small dick?
I don't know. What if Robert Downey Jr. is?
I bet you Jonah Hill's not packing a lot.
Yeah.
Back off. Come on. I like him.
He's a nice guy. But come
we
on.
DM.
He's really? But he's not packing a lot, though. Come on.
I have a feeling something.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's him.
That's no underwear either. He's fucking ready to rock.
I feel like you know, I feel like has a. I feel like some of these basketball players probably have small dicks.
Really?
I don't know about that.
Not obviously most of them don't, but I feel like there's one who's like, yo. This is
yeah. How come we don't see dicks more in their basketball shorts?
Jock straps, right?
Yeah, they got to keep them covered. They can't be fucking.
Yeah, they probably were.
Remember that guy was running a race and his cock fell out and he tripped.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was like a viral video.
In the combine, he ran a race and the guy, he like fell over and the coach came over to him. He's like, you okay? He goes, my dick fell out.
Oh, that's great.
I think a lot of football players don't wear cups. And then during the games, they say like a lot of guys like they'll just feel a dick on the back of them when they get tackled.
Damn, I wish I played football. whatchamacallit? They don't wear cups? Aren't they worried about getting hit in the balls?
No, because it's too restrictive. Like when they're moving around,
oh, and like the cup is stuff.
Yeah, it's like too restrictive.
They haven't made most some sort of like there. Smaller. No. Like cup,
honestly, no, probably like 95% of the NFL doesn't wear cups.
Do they wear cups in baseball?
Yeah, because that you get a fucking you get.
You think that Spider-Man nigga got a
right?
Big
to, I've got when I was catching back in Tom the day, Holland. Like you blocking and then you get hit in the nut, like the ball it hits the cup, it still fucking hurts.
Oh yeah, true.
And, but like if I didn't have that, I would have been so.
Wasn't
much
there a Superman? They had to edit his dick down.
Oh yeah.
What?
Who played Superman?
One of the Superman.
Cavalli. Cavalli seems like a guy.
Him or maybe the one before Brandon Routh. Brandon Rauer? I don't know. R-O-U.
I feel like if dick size was public knowledge, like that, a lot of people
I feel
would
like
be
they
nicer.
Had to edit his dick down.
I took Brandon a really, Ralph. Really good dick pic last night.
Are you going to show us?
I'm really proud of it.
Good for you.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see your dick. Why not?
Did you upload it anywhere already?
No.
Show the dick. I'll show you my dick if you want.
All right, let's see each other. I kind of wanted to see your dick.
My dick's pretty big.
You're going to dick shame me because you're like, you know, like, yeah. I've got to have the biggest dick.
He's fucking...
I'm gonna show you an old
animal. He's ready to go. He wanted to see his dick the whole time. He's just making a thing. Yeah. You.
Yeah. For some reason, I really wanted to see Akeem's dick.
That's good.
I don't know why.
Here's an old picture of it back when I had dicks. Abs.
Big piece in the kid?
Yeah, I'm
good for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm uncut. Yeah,
that's an uncut gem.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Oh wow! Good for you. We're doing good in the dick department, guys. We have nice dicks.
I think I've seen.
If you want to join out, if you want to join our OnlyFans,
yours is like,
yeah, it's pretty big.
I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. Are you Dominican? You
I look mixed,
like you, yeah. You look like you have a Dominican dick.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Why does it not have socks on? Is it playing dominoes? How do you have a Dominican dick?
If you've been with Dominican dudes before, they have a particular dick.
Yeah, it's a particular penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually like a pink tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like it just uncut. Uncut. And
Anyone watching? I'm doing good in the dick department. If you want to,
this one comes up when you type Dominican dick. It really does have a pink tip.
I told you.
Yeah, I mean mine looks better than that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird shape.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh,
yeah.
Yo.
See,
look at that guy.
See,
that's great.
See, I fucking
it is. Yeah,
knew
yeah.
It.
My dick
I know my fucking.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like Akeem's dick, except he's more cut.
Yeah, yeah.
But still uncut.
Yeah, exactly.
I know my cock.
That's a terrible dick pic. The jock strap. He looked like he was confused about the picture. Him. That's
where?
That's awful. Him right there with the
which one?
The middle. The middle.
Yeah.
What?
Up top.
That one right there. Bottom. That one right there. Right there. That's a bad picture.
He's like trying to suck in.
Yeah.
He looks very like. He's
it
just,
his face looks weird. Like if you cut the face out, maybe it might be good.
You got to get lower.
That looks like he found out he was gay that day.
Yeah.
That's like he just got shamed at the barbershop and came home to like cry.
Because his face looks stupid. Like if you cut his face, it might be fine.
Yeah.
But his face looks dumb.
He looks like he's about to go, I know I'm blank.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had, I just thought about this. Have you guys ever had sex with a porn star?
Define star.
I've gotten blown by one.
Yeah, I hooked up with a porn star, and I didn't know
porn participant.
No, I didn't know he was a porn star because I just didn't know. And then I was watching porn. I was like, "Yo, that dude looks familiar." And then he did a move that he did to me. I'm like, "Yo, he did that to me." And then I'm like, "Yo, he's a porn star." He was fucking me, so we did like a flip thing when he was fucking the other dude, the same flip that he did.
What kind of flip?
It was weird, but it was hot.
Did he pick you up?
Yeah. It was hot as fuck.
He's got good core strength then.
Well, this must have been a while ago.
First of all, I've lost a lot of weight. This was, when was this?
Are you okay?
Five. No, I've been working out.
Are we going to see your Dark Knight origin
story? No. I've been working out. I'm trying to.
No, you do look like you've lost weight.
Thank you so much. He was fine. I'll tell you all his name so you can look him up, but I don't want to give him publicity.
Hey guys, I'm gonna read this one right off the paper. Tis the season for clean balls, fa la 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 la. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped's products are at the top of every wish list. Guys, they have the new Platinum Package 4.0 plus loads of little presents perfect for stocking stuffers. You're gonna love all their liquid formulations, shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything you could ever need to keep your downstairs clean. The Shears 2.0, their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. And then, guys, let's be honest, it's the best buzzer on the market. It's got anti-nick technology, it's got an LED light on it, and it works in the shower. There's absolutely no better sponsor in the world than our friends at Manscaped, so head on over there right now and use our promo code BYGUYS for 20% off and free shipping. Once more, that's manscaped.com, and 20% off and free shipping with our promo code BIGUYS, bye guys. Manscaped, the perfect gift that will be the holidays' biggest hit. Thibbles. Let's get back to the show.
Well, didn't you give out your phone number last time to get dick pics?
I did. I got some decent ones.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do it again if you want.
Yeah. Let me show you some of the ones I got.
I don't want to see anymore.
Okay.
aren't you afraid of giving out your number?
Nah.
That's a
I would be nervous.
Yeah.
I got enough people bothering me.
Gino, because these fans are psychos.
Gino gives his number out all the time.
Who's Gino?
Gino Bisconti?
I don't know Gino.
Yeah,
but he's a psychopath.
He's
got nothing going on in his life.
It's like constantly blowing. It's great. I couldn't imagine. I feel like that's such an invasion.
My buddy gave it out before. You know, you guys probably know Preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known him
Preacher.
For years. I've known him for like 10 years. We used to be roommates, blah, blah, blah. He gave my number on his Instagram before, and you know he has like 400,000 followers.
Yeah.
So every now and then he'll just give out, people are like, what's your number? And he'll just give out mine, and then I'll get like a flood of texts. I'm like, why am I getting all these texts? I'm like, oh, Preacher must have.
Wow.
And then after that, I'm like, I don't really care.
Speaking of giving things out, let's get into plugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess I could have put these on. I'm the only one not wearing them.
Scopo, what you got?
Oh, follow me on social medias.
Yes.
At Chris Scopo across the board. Go to my YouTube page, put a lot of shit up there. And at Chris Scopo on everything else. I'll be in the city the next 2 weeks.
When does this come?
This goes out live right now, and then it'll be on YouTube in about 4 days.
Oh, okay. Boy. You can follow me at Akeem Woods, A-K-E-E-M Woods on Instagram. You can DM me dick pics if you want. Also, I'll be in Baltimore with Godfrey at the Comedy Factory for New Year's, so 30th and 31st, Comedy Factory, and then January 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'm at Helium in Portland. And then if that's all on my website as well, kingwoods.com. You can buy tickets and all that jazz.
Hell yeah. Please support both these very, very funny people.
Yes.
I'm taking a little break. So just follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. And check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight. Einon?
Yes. Einon Fadance here, iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Boy, oh boy. Oh, listen, if you're in the city, Caroline's on Broadway is closing. And the last headline, like, weekend is Dave Attell. Every year he does a Christmas, like, weekend of shows, and I'm opening for him. The very first time I ever opened for him was December 2018 at these Caroline shows, and now we're closing out Caroline's, the venue, together for another holiday weekend.
That's so
it's really neat.
Comes full circle.
Yeah.
Is that this weekend?
It's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of December, but I'm on the road, baby. January 11th to 12th, Denver Comedy Works. January 14th, Fairfield Comedy Club. January 26th, 27th, and 8th, Coastal Creative, Tampa, Florida. Let's fucking go. Come hang out. Show up. Because if I don't sell really well, then they won't book me again, and I want to have a long career. Be an Ian with Jordan, patreon.com/beanianpod. We're having fun, and I had something else. I didn't have anything else.
Twitch, and if you like the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. Yes. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, hey, go screw.
Hey, go scratch.
You can also go to PodcastMerch.com where we have t-shirts, long sleeve hats, and hoodies. And thank you for wearing shit out the shows. It really means a lot.
Yes, and buybaby.com at IamAlexScar. Get the registry. Buy a snot rocket. No, you can't. I did.
But it's not. Alex, do you know what you're having yet?
Yeah, I'm having a girl.
No loser.
Oh, yay.
Hey.
As you know, I love you guys very, very much. I'm just saying, it's only half a loser.
Can we have like a poll and then whatever name wins is what you name your daughter?
Most definitely not.
Okay. Yeah, no, they picked the name already.
Oh, did they?
The poll would be the absolute worst.
No, you would have to give the options and then people vote. If it was like submit your own, it'd be like...
Yeah. Yeah, you know. We know what it would be.
Chinese N-word.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what?
What?
COVID's not real.
That's the middle name. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi.
Can COVID not real come to the front of the classroom? This is weird.
Could consent ? Come to the.
I love how Christmassy this is, y'all. This is cute.
Yeah, shout out to Natalie for doing that.
So cute.
Natalie put these up. It looks nice. Christmas is such a wonderful time of year. I'll say it.
I used to not like Christmas. I like Christmas now.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I think I was in my 20s and I was like, fucking, who gives a shit? You know, kids suck. Blah, 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 blah.
Dude, you want to hear like fucking what alcoholism and addiction is? I'll never forget living in my like one bedroom shit fucking addict old farmhouse apartment in Delaware. I was drinking. I was relapsing. It fucking sucked. Christmas Eve, I like went home early. I was like, I'm gonna ramp games, but I really just went home to drink vodka, and I got fucking wrecked. The next morning, I wake up, I go, dude, it's Christmas, it's Jesus's birthday, it's time for a new beginning. Give yourself the gift of sobriety. So I got all my beer and like booze and vodka, and I gave it to my neighbor. I was like, hey man, I can't drink this. Have it. Merry Christmas, whatever. That was at like 10 a.m. At 1 p.m., I went to a family friend's house. I stole their Jack Daniels, and I went and drank it in my car. It got fucking wrecked.
Are you are you sober now?
Yeah.
For how long?
Coming up on 8 years, brother.
8 years?
But this was 2009, so mistakes were made.
It's the dark time. This is your origin story, the dark time.
Woo, yes. Yeah. And I am...
8 years, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Want to know how I remember got these scars?
One Christmas.
I fell off my bike.
One Christmas Eve, me and my friend bought a bag, and we did it in the bathroom of a bar. And
a bag? What does that mean? Like coke?
Cocaine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we were both like gross. Went into the bathroom together, and we came out, and some guy looks at us, goes, on Christmas? Oh, and then hilarious. Just walked away. We're like, nothing, hilarious. We're just hanging out in there.
Dude, another Christmas, Jesus. I had heard that if you give your AA coins to like a bartender, they'll give you free drinks. So I just went to the bar and like dumped out a bunch of coins and was like, come on, baby. And the guy was like, nah, man, it's like sad. You shouldn't be here. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to another bar.
Is that a thing that bars do? That's kind of...
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It was a lie.
Oh, it was a lie. I thought was real. Okay.
It's an urban myth.
An urban myth that I tried out that found out was not real.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. No, it is now.
It is now.
I was like, well, I need a drink to make this go away.
Well, you got $5 to make it go a long
closing
way.
Closing out a bar on Christmas Eve into Christmas. Everyone's together celebrating. You're alone. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Urban myth is Akeem's aunt with a lisp.
Super racist. Let's cancel the show.
No. It was silly fun, Akeem. Have you ever drank?
No, I've never drank my whole life.
That's weird.
Never had a sip of alcohol?
Correct.
You've never done drugs?
Correct.
Never drank.
I've been sober.
That you know who else is like that?
Who?
Mormons?
Well, some guy that I was thinking of. Hold on.
Was it a comic?
It was like weird. Oh, Chris D'Elia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
I was about to tell you.
Not raping.
That's right. Yeah, I watched that. That was
Oh, that
crazy.
Documentary was wild.
It's wild.
Dude, I knew it was creepy, but I didn't know it was like to that level.
Fucking sick.
I haven't seen it.
The funniest part is when they're straight up like, you know, reading text exchange or the girl's like, I was 16 and he tried to get me to blow him. In the green room, but it's her voice over silent act outs of his, and it's like he tried to get me to blow him.
It was really,
and I was 12.
It was really well done. It's up to like 150,000 views or so far, and he just dropped it yesterday.
Can this be? Can he get tried in court for this?
I don't know what the statute of limitation is because I'm not a lawyer.
But they had like court documents.
No, they had like, because they were definitely some investigations and shit.
He might have sat older. I don't know. This is all, by
the
way.
He's so rich. He probably paid those people. He probably
did.
Did
he know they were 16?
Uh-oh. Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, Zach.
I'm just saying, they did it to Michael Jackson.
Did what?
He got too powerful. They made up all these allegations.
Okay.
Cosby was going to buy NBC.
He was going to buy NBC.
And they didn't want a black man to succeed.
Clearly,
you know?
Harvey Weinstein, guys. Okay.
And D'Elia was, I mean, really, there's nothing
too close to the sun.
Down to
But he's right. He's wildly rich. So he probably paid those people like a few.
Is his dad wealthy?
His dad.
He's like rich. Like he comes from money and then he got rich from.
No, he comes from
underage.
His dad shits on how rich he is.
Yeah. Really?
His dad is loaded.
Yeah.
What's his dad do?
He's producer. A producer, like a big time.
One of the main producers of Ally McBeal.
You know what's funny? Watching that, I was like, I never realized how like gross he looks in the face.
I have, yeah.
Like kinda... he looks like a weird like pelican, and he's got like hair. Like he looks like ugly.
He is so fucking ugly.
Yeah,
dude. It's unbelievable.
He looks like a fucking weird
he's a good
bird.
Guy. Yeah. It's wild.
It's insane. And here's the thing too. I never liked him.
Rapey eyes too.
I never liked him. Never liked his comedy. I really hate when shit goes down with comics that were like beloved and people go, they were never funny. It's like, no. We can all admit that fucking great.
First of all,
this guy sucks.
He crushes Dollar Stage. He murders.
Yeah. Have you met people? They're fucking dumb, dude.
People are dumb.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but like, but don't. People are like, who likes him?
I'm saying me personally.
I never liked him. I met him at
it
the store.
It wasn't my thing. There's no denying he was like unfollowable because people loved him. But I'm saying for me, he wasn't my cup of tea.
For you?
For me.
Were you a big fan?
Not a big fan. I saw him a few times at the store. I wasn't like, it was very like poppy. Kind of poppy comedy, I've seen him murder,
murder.
But none of it. Every time I've seen him do well, I've only seen him once at the store. Nothing was like interesting to me at all. Like I wasn't like sitting back trying not to laugh. I was just like, oh, this isn't.
But there are some comics that like I don't like. Like Seinfeld to me, I don't like his stuff. But like I'm not gonna say he's not one of the greatest comics of all time. Like
that's the thing. I'm saying people who liked the person and then go, I never liked. It's like, no, you did, and you can't deny, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Does that make sense? Yeah, like people would be like, I never thought Louis was funny.
Yeah, Louis was
liar. Oh, yeah, liar. No, Louis,
liar.
Like, Louis top tier.
Dumb asshole you are for saying that. I had a dream about him last night. It was like really weird.
About Louis?
Yeah, for some reason.
You guys fucking
unpack it on us.
I had another dream about him one time where we took a plane to like visit my mom.
That's sweet. I don't know.
But then like...
Are you guys friends?
Friendly.
Friendly, yeah.
I mean...
He gave a shout out.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
We text sometimes.
Good for you, baby. No, I think he's great. He's
really yeah, he's fucking great. And anyone that was like, he was never my, you're a fucking liar.
Everyone who came out against him, I was like, fuck off. He's so good.
No, even no.
This last special.
You can still come out against them.
No. I guess they'll be like, comedy-wise. Comedy-wise.
Oh, comedy-wise, yeah, like, yeah.
No, rape jokes aren't okay. Unless Louis and John Mulaney, and then it was like, here's how you say the N-word in your act. And it was just, like articles on how Louis could get away. Yeah. It was like a howl with pronunciations. Yeah. Whatchamacallit. Fuck, what was I gonna say? The devil is here right now, has a contract. You will be able to sell out theaters and be fucking amazing, unfollowable, level the room. Everyone knows you're like the funniest guy, but at a certain point you have a massive public downfall. Do you sign? Do you give your soul?
How many years do you get on top and do you get to keep your money?
Do you get back up again?
Also,
I didn't think this through.
Do you get to decide what type of downfall?
No.
Then no.
Yeah, because there's a big difference.
Because if it's a downfall.
Between I've got a kink and I'm breaking the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
I jerk off in front of women and I like little girls.
Delia downfall.
Never.
That's not worth it. Dude. It's not worth it. My family's got to live with that.
Yeah.
Delia's tough because like.
Also, I don't like kids. I don't. So does that mean I have to fuck kids? Like kids are gross.
That's what the devil says.
Then nah, I can't do it, devil. Sorry.
Would you take Louis downfall?
Jacking off in front of dudes.
Yes, for you. Yeah.
I guess he does. I mean, there's not a big power.
Yeah, what kind of gay guy's gonna be like, this guy jerked off in front of me?
They'd be like offended if he didn't.
Yeah, it's not a big
your dick's not fully hard. You fucking loser.
It's not a big power dynamic because I'm much physically like stronger than
anyone.
Say you're straight.
Well, I don't want to be straight.
Let's fantasy world this.
Yeah,
I don't want to have a straight career. No, thank you.
He'd rather have a D'Elia downfall.
Yeah. Than be straight. Yucky. Because I'm gold star. I've never had sex with a woman. I don't want to do that.
You've never had sex with a woman.
Yeah.
Never drank. Never drugged.
Correct.
Holy shit.
If I know I'm into something, I just don't do it.
You're like a unicorn of a person.
Yeah,
why don't you drink? Oh, I never did drink. Why don't you try? Even as a teenager.
Let me guess. Come from a family of it.
More or less. I grew up in foster care and got adopted. It's a long-ass sad story, but I just never cared about that.
Do you think you ever will?
I don't think so.
You know,
maybe on like a super special occasion, I might have like one drink just to like celebrate something really big happening. But
have you done that?
No.
Oh. I know a couple of people that were in your spot, and they're like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then they've made like weed their personality.
Yeah.
I think that usually... I mean, I was straight edge, but before I was straight edge... I drank.
Apparently, Eddie Murphy didn't drink until his wedding night or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that somewhere. I don't know.
It's so
sad.
That
was the deal with the fact that it was to a woman.
That was not my joke. I don't think Eddie Murphy's gay. I think
he just loves driving him around.
Oh, yeah.
He's into trans women. That doesn't make you
hang out with women. 100%. Okay.
Dude, that's so fucking funny, Zach. Holy shit. Could you imagine, though? That's kind of sad. Like, getting married, like a monumental thing, and the very first time you ever get fucked up is that night.
I don't know if he got that's fucked up. Shitty. He could have just drunk.
Yeah, he might have just had a glass of champagne.
Yeah, he could have just had like a toast.
See, that's my alcoholic brain.
Yeah.
He drank a whole bottle of Jack crying at another woman's house.
What, are we having one champagne? No, we're having 17 of them. Yeah.
He probably just had one. Have you done any gay stuff?
No gay stuff.
No gay stuff?
No.
I was curious.
No, I'm a straight edge guy.
Shower shenanigans in baseball?
No, you can tell by the music he listens to.
Shenanigans.
Wait, you played baseball?
I did.
Oh, did you see a lot of big dicks?
There was a few guys on the team that had a fucking hog.
Really?
You would never expect it to.
Black,
one guy,
white, doms, when were they?
A couple white guys on the team. One guy we expected.
Some white dudes have huge dicks.
One guy was like 6'3", 6'4". He was a pitcher. He had a big piece. Wow. One guy, though, the biggest guy on the team was 5'6". and this lefty kid from like Maine or something like that, yeah. and had the biggest dick.
Was a south ball.
Oh yeah,
biggest damn! Dick. I should have played baseball.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Did you play sports?
I ran track.
A lot of seeing cocks in locker rooms and then just playing with each other, like hitting each other with towels.
Yeah, that's gay stuff.
That's exactly what that's exactly what I want.
Homoeroticism.
Like, yeah, but like you put your dick between your legs and you show your friend. That's fun
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a way to test the waters.
Straight people weird.
Yeah, that's like straight.
That's straight fun. That's straight fun. Yeah, it's straight fun.
Good time. Whatever. That's cool.
When you were growing up, you knew you were gay your whole life.
Fifth grade. Eddie Gonzalez.
So,
was the guy I had a crush on.
Oh. Yeah. But when you were in those scenarios, how was that for you? Like, knowing that, like, everybody was like, jokes. And you were like,
I didn't joke because I felt uncomfortable because I was actually interested in it. So I didn't do anything.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't come out till I was fucking 25, 26.
Oh.
Why so long? And you never had a girl before?
Yeah, yeah. Florida race.
Would you, so like, did you have, like, a girl prom date and stuff like that?
I asked a girl. So so funny story. My junior year in high school, I asked this girl out, fucking Amber Flippo, and it was a Filipino girl. She's very pretty, and I asked her out, and this is back on MySpace. I messaged her on MySpace, and I messaged her. I'm like, I would love to go out with you sometime, and she replied back. She's like, oh my God, Akeem, that's so sweet, but I like my men more manly. And in my head, I'm like, bitch, me too. I love a manly man, but which is her way of saying, listen, motherfucker, you're gay, and I'm not gonna be how you find out.
I'm not gonna be your beard.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I'm so glad she turned me down, because I might have ended up like...
Yeah, but from like 16 to 25, what were you doing?
I was
faking it.
Yeah. I still had sex. I had sex when I was 19. I was like down low. Like having sex with dudes I met online and on Craigslist and shit like that.
Yeah.
Remember Craigslist when you were hooking up on Craigslist?
Craigslist was so fucking scary because you go to meet up with someone and you're like, am I going to get murdered?
1,000%.
Am I going to get fucking, is this a robbery?
So that's how I started. I was like hooking up on like apps. And this is like before Grindr. Adam for Adam had just came out, I think, because I think that came out right before Grindr. It's like I would get
drunk and create a Grindr profile and then wake up sober and be like, no.
Yeah. That's really cool. That was your drunk texting.
Yeah. I was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Your Man.
That's really funny. But no, I was having sex.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hiv.
I just wasn't open about it. What age did you have sex with a guy for the first time?
Like penis and butt?
Yeah. Although, or have you never done that?
What are you talking about, bro? This guy fucking bangs dudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you think I woke up today?
What are you, gay?
Feeling like a freight train? That's what they complain. Leaves with a bloodstain? I'm just judging by your hat. Damn right, he's a maniac.
I was 20 when I first fucked a dude.
I forget what age. It was in my early 20s, but it was with the guy
when I first fucked a dude.
What is that?
He was a beautiful dude.
What is it?
When I was young. It was a guy I had a thing with, and we finally like had sex. Yeah. I remember the very first time we hooked up, though, in 7th, 8th grade. He was like, fuck me. And I didn't know anything. And I just like put my dick up to his butthole and was like, I don't think this is going to work. You know, I was like, this is a real.
This sex stuff is gay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? How do you, you know? But yeah, that wasn't until like late, maybe like 21.
Okay. That was 20. When did you have sex?
16.
Damn.
I lost my girl virginity before guy virginity sex wise, but I lost my mouth virginity. Guy wise before girl wise.
Oh, that makes sense. It's kind of easy.
What are you laughing at?
It's easier to suck dicks.
Yeah.
Dicks are
mouth virginity is what I'm laughing at.
Mouth virginity.
No, these hoes don't want to suck dick.
Yeah. Well, dude, when me and him sucked each other's dicks for the first time, it was like a Mexican standoff. Yeah. It was like, what? Who's going for it? Who's what?
That's
odds are even.
They were both odd.
Was it a white dude?
No, black.
Ah.
Yep. 9 times out of 10, I'm with black guys.
Cool.
No Dominicans. So. Yeah. Yep.
How does sex going on?
Good for us. I got stood up last night.
Good. What happened?
Fucking skank.
What happened?
That's fine.
There we go.
So mad.
Have you had sex with a black woman?
Tell us. I've dated black women. Black women love me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He's got haunches on him.
Yeah.
Dude, my dick is the UN.
I don't. Yeah, I don't discriminate.
It is just
guys, girls, doesn't matter.
Guys,
I said,
girls.
Suck my dick, you ass.
So good.
I don't condone any of this, y'all.
Shut up, Akeem. It's funny.
It is 100% funny.
Oh my god, that is fucking
so fast. So fast. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
No, because you didn't say the word.
Oh, okay.
If you said the word, I'd be like, ah, damn it. Now
in my head, I did.
I know. White people say nigga in their head all the time.
So everyone does. Yeah. And you have to hold it over our heads and you make us think it.
Let us do it in our heads, okay?
For Chris, my Christmas wish, Santa, is to say your precious little word.
Say it.
No. No.
Please don't dissect my one comedy skill of making people think the N-word.
Zach, listen, that's his like one magician.
Say it
power.
So all of y'all niggas get canceled. And not really. Y'all ain't getting canceled, really. White, no. White men are doing fine.
No.
Shut
D'Elia's on a tour right now, so.
I know.
He shows that. He showed the documentary before every special.
He probably could. Would you guys open for D'Elia?
No.
I wouldn't either. Would you open for D'Elia?
Probably. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Fucking dick.
Yeah, the money was right.
I mean, listen.
No. I mean, I wouldn't want to hang out.
I'm not doing well financially, and he probably pays by $2,000 to open your show up.
No, guys like that probably don't pay. Dane Cook would do theaters and pay like $100.
I know what Burr pays, and it's fucking nice.
Yeah. Good some people guys pay do. Good, but I've heard people who do not. There's some people who do theaters and give you $100.
Matt Rife used to open for Dane Cook, and he would pay him fucking dog shit.
Jesus Christ. You think Matt Rife has a big dick?
Probably. He's so gorgeous.
He's really hot, but I don't think he has a big dick.
No, he doesn't have a big dick. No shot. No.
How do you know? Look at this little kitten with the claws.
How about that?
No, he doesn't have a big dick.
Sometimes when you see a dude who's really hot, you're like, okay.
There's the something's energy. Right. There's the energy.
You know what's funny? I see women and I'm like, oh, look at that ass. Look at that move. I wonder what she looks like naked. And I see guys and I'm like, I don't like undress them.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You know?
I do more for like workouts.
You don't wonder like, what dudes' like, dicks look
nobody
like?
Nobody fucking does sometimes for his
abs.
I do go, oh, I wonder what that guy's cock. But it's never like a sexual, like, I want that
guy. I might have a gayer Instagram feed than him because that's all dudes working out.
No, mine's just pretty gay. Mine's just pretty much
that. That Mr. I'm not gonna say his name, but our science teacher in high school had men all over his because he like was a weightlifter and he had like Mr.
Was he
Olympia,
gay?
Blah. We were all like, he's gay.
No,
but then he married a student. Oh my god, that's right. He married one of his students after she graduated.
Oh,
and they started dating later. Oh
that's
my god,
creepy.
Wow.
That's weird because my science teacher was hot too.
What a D'Elia of Delaware.
My science teacher was fine. He looked like Justin Timberlake.
Mine had a wig, and then one time, a kid came in the classroom and just wrote wig on the blackboard before he came in.
Wig! Oh, my God. As I used to be a teacher, that would be so devastating.
He came in, he goes, yeah, I have a wig, so what? And everyone was like, wig! Back
oh,
wig.
My God.
What comic do y'all think is, like, packing?
Oh, it's Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. I've seen Pete.
I've seen
Pete
a picture
Davidson.
Of Pete.
No way.
Too.
Wait,
I've
really?
Seen.
I've Pop
seen,
it up.
No. I've seen it like he showed me.
Really?
Oh, really?
This is way back in our hands.
Damn.
He was the first guest on Real Ass Podcast.
No way. Oh, that's so fun.
You know what he did? Like he was dating a comic at the time. He was dating somebody. He goes, want to see her naked? And I was like, yeah. And then he just showed a picture of his dick. And I was like, that's you?
That's
and he was
great.
Like, yeah. And I was like,
that's
like, wow.
Great.
It's unfair.
What a bro.
Yeah. Damn, I want to see his dick.
If I could have Pete Davidson's dick, I would have pushed my dad under the towers as they fell.
Yeah. That was his penance. Honestly, it's huge. It's massive.
Wait, are there pictures of this dick, Alex?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I only saw it on his phone.
Fuck, what a bum. I've never met him.
Whoa.
I've always thought he was cute, though. But I've never met him.
A lot of girls like him.
We have the same birthday. Yep.
Well, all right. Thanks, Akeem. let's why don't we go around the table and say everything we're grateful for this holiday season?
Aww.
Scopo?
I'm grateful to be here. Okay. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for my family.
Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Are you?
Very, very grateful for them.
Good.
Very grateful.
Good.
That I have a good life. I'm good. Healthy right now.
Good.
I'm grateful that whore broke up with me.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Tell that real quick.
What?
That girl that stood you up last
night. Oh, no. It's just some girl I'm hooking up with. She's actually black. Black and white. And I was like, hey, she's like, I'm going to go out tonight. And I was like, all right, cool. She goes like, text me when you get home, come over. She's like, yeah, absolutely. And then fucking no texting. And then this morning she's like, sorry, I fell asleep. And I'm like, you didn't fall asleep.
Maybe she did.
She fell asleep on a dick. That's what
maybe,
she did.
No. Don't take your insecurity out on her. Maybe she's telling the truth.
Fell asleep on a giant, giant cock.
Well, that's your fantasy. Yeah. Because you're fucking gay.
Okay.
Okay.
It was a big cock. It was Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson fucked her last night.
Wait. So you guys don't talk anymore? Because you fell asleep?
No, you should, bro. Show up at her house and blast your little fucking Lady Gaga on a speaker.
I'm going to ring the door till she answers, and then we're going to talk it out.
Yeah.
No, just a girl I hooked up with. Nothing serious.
Okay.
Zach, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that got my back fixed up this year.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling better, moving around a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to work out. A little writing job ski worked out nice.
Yeah.
Things are good. I'm glad I don't work on a reality show anymore, and I'm glad I didn't get another shitty reality job so that I could have time to write and do real shit.
I love it. Yes.
It's been good.
I love that. Good. Akeem?
Let's see. I'm grateful for all of my comic friends and comic family. I'm grateful to be booked and busy. I have a lot of cool things coming up next year.
Busy and blessed.
Yeah, all that stuff. I'm happy to be here, even though I completely forgot until, and I was late.
No worries, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Ian, you've been eating a banana for an hour.
Ian, that banana looks disgusting, by the way. The fact that you're still eating that is wild.
That's how Ian likes his dicks.
Brown and white?
Half brown, half white.
Oh, okay.
What am I grateful for? Being able to live in the present moment.
Oh, God.
I've really been working hard on myself and really been working on finding gratitude in everything, the good and the bad, every day. And I don't want to live a life where I don't express love and gratitude to people around me. And this has been a transformative year for me with a lot of great things. Professionally, things are so good, and I can't wait to see where it goes. But I'm even prouder of the accomplishments I've made personally and the building back of friendships and being able to be present in the people in my lives. Aww. And I'm so excited for all of us to go into the new year kicking ass. And I'm grateful for every Thursday. This is a highlight of my week, every week. I love you, Zach.
I love you too, man. That was very sweet. Let's end the show on that very nice sentimental note. Thank you very much to the ladies in the booth for being incredible producers. We love you guys very much. Thank you, everybody that tunes in. And we will catch you next week here on the show. On behalf of myself, everybody in the booth, and Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying,
bye, guys.
Ah, you get it? Okay.